Today, in some parts of the world, you can see a blue blood supermoon. It's January the 31st, 2018. So you may have already seen it if you're seeing this later, but it's an interesting phenomenon. And I'm going to tell you what significance it has. In this video later on, you're going to be told direct the meaning of the blue blood supermoon. The blue blood supermoon is blue because Blue Moon is the name given to a second full moon in a month. The last blue moon occurred back in July 2015. And in 2018, there are going to be two of them, a phenomenon that won't happen for another 19 years. And the second blue moon of 2018 is in late March. It's blood. It's a blood moon because it appears red. And the blood moon occurs because the Earth is passing between the moon and the sun, which it gives the moon as a reddish tint as the light is bent round the Earth due to gravity, and it passes through a portion of the atmosphere as a lunar eclipse or a partial lunar eclipse causes this blood moon. And it's a supermoon because it looks bigger, 7% bigger than an average moon. The larger figures you'll read are because people are comparing the largest moon with the smallest moon, which it's about 15% bigger than it appears than that. A blue moon combined with a supermoon, and when the moon is at its closest point and appears bigger than normal, is very rare. And a super blue blood moon is really rare. Supermoons only usually occur about once every 14 months, and that won't happen again until January 2019. The last time all the events coincided, a blue moon, a supermoon, and a blood moon, all those three things, but the last time that those coincided in North America was 1866. And you'll be able to see it, or will have seen it, in North America this year, in the western part, in Alaska, and in the Hawaiian Islands. You'll get a good view. In the UK, where I'm based, we're not going to see it at all. But what we can do is reflect on the meaning of it. The blue blood supermoon has no prophetic significance. No prophetic significance, but there is a meaning behind a blood moon. I'm coming to that in a minute. There's a blood moon prophecy in the Bible, in the book of Joel, which doesn't say that the moon looked blood red. It says it'll turn into blood. Listen, this is it. It's from Joel chapter 2, verse 30 onwards, which is quoted in Acts chapter 2 in the New Testament, verses 19 onwards. Here's the quote. I will display wonders in the sky and on the earth, blood, fire, and columns of smoke. The sun will be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and awesome day of the Lord comes. Why when people talk about blood moons and think that they have prophetic significance, why don't they mention from this prophecy the sun turning to darkness and the stars falling? Because you won't notice that happening today. At least I hope not. The blood moons, the blood red moons, are the one part that are mentioned because they're a relatively common phenomenon. More common than stars falling from their places, and more common than the sun being darkened, although, you know, you get solar eclipses. The turning of the moon to blood does have significance, though, and this is it. This is the significance. The prophetic statement from Joel, those words from Joel I just quoted, and they're quoted in the New Testament as well, do have significance. There's a prophecy about the moon turning to blood. Now, the moon, of course, is like a heavenly power. And the blood points, I think, to the Jewish sacrificial system. The blood of animals was used in order to worship God. And the blood of Jesus Christ is the ultimate sacrifice. But the Jewish authorities, those in power at the time, would not accept it. And so they themselves, in the end, were turned to blood. The temple was destroyed. The people were sacrificed. There was a destruction of Jerusalem in AD 70. That happened. That was what this prophecy about a blood moon was about. I mean, in the Old Testament, there are several examples of talking about moon and stars and the sun being destroyed or taken down or darkened, and turning blood red, and it's always about a change in authority. And that's what this is about here. The prophet Joel is warning to those who listen and can escape that you need to run away. He says this, and it will come about that whoever calls on the name of Yahweh, that's the name of the God of Israel, will be delivered. For on Mount Zion and in Jerusalem, there will be those who escape. And in 70 AD, when the Roman soldiers encamped around Jerusalem, for a brief moment, they melted away. They went back. Maybe there was some sort of problem back in Rome. We don't know the exact cause. But if those people had listened to the prophecy of Jesus and of Joel and had fled at the point when they saw the Roman soldiers encamping around Jerusalem, they would have been saved. Many did believe. And they then went on to believe, continue to believe in Jesus. Because if you trust in Jesus' prophecy, you rely on him, then you will be saved physically, really, and spiritually. And that's the significance of the blood moon. But the astronomical phenomenon of the blue blood supermoon has a great name, and it may well look great in the sky, but sadly, I'm in the UK and I can't see it.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.